As a parent, you want what's best for your teen. You want them to grow and thrive in this world. But you also want to make sure they're staying safe. That's why Instagram is introducing teen accounts, with automatic protections for who can contact teens and the content they can see. Instagram teen accounts, built-in limits for teens, and peace of mind for parents. Learn more at instagram.com/teenaccounts.
From the makers of Rice-A-Roni comes Mac-A-Roni, a creamy, delicious boxed mac and cheese that's not just good, it's cheesy good. Mac-A-Roni will please even the pickiest eaters with two magnificent flavors that will melt your heart, creamy cheddar and creamy white cheddar. If you love cheese, you'll love Mac-A-Roni by the makers of Rice-A-Roni. If you don't love cheese, well, that's just unbelievable. Try Mac-A-Roni. It's cheesy good.
Mac-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, to paraphrase Michael Caine, not many people know that the average price of a home in Dublin is now over €600,000. That's according to the CSO. That headline figure is 12 times the average full-time salary in the state, which is the average full-time salary being €50,000. Carol Tallon, CEO of the Property District. Am I the only one really shocked at this figure? I mean, I know it's not a massive jump over, you know, previous months, but it's still, it's a psychologically huge figure, isn't it?
Good morning. I'm really glad you used the word shocked, because actually when we stop being shocked by this figure, then we have no hope of tackling the problem. We are in a housing crisis, but it's almost like the crisis has been normalised. So we cannot normalise a situation where the average house price in our capital is 12 times what people can earn. So therefore, it is entirely out of reach on our mortgage rules.
OK, I can't help but think that the various help to buy schemes, the two help to buy schemes, which are worth kind of over €100,000. I can't help but think, like the old first time buyers grant, that they are adding to the price of homes.
You know, that's a claim that is regularly made, and there's been data to show that that's not the case. So whether that's the full picture or not, I think we just don't understand yet. But one thing that we can say for sure is that so many successive policies have slowed the delivery of new homes and the lack of supply across the new and secondhand market, both in Dublin and across Ireland, is actually what's driving up these changes. And in fact, the last 12 months has been a little worse, as essentially our decision makers went into.
I don't want to get bogged down on the first time buyers. I don't want to get bogged down the help to buy scheme. Mm. But if the state is giving people over €100,000, that has to have a knock on impact. I don't know what data is contradicting this, but I would have thought that is just self evident that if you're giving people €100,000 to buy a home, that's going to have an impact on the price of that home.
It's really important to understand that the government isn't actually giving it to the people. That's a supply side initiative, and it's a supply side initiative because home building in Ireland needed to be stimulated in the recovery years. And the reality is, and what we know to be true, is that politicians were not brave enough to call it a supply side initiative. But that's exactly what it is. It was to try to make unviable developments viable. So actually, rather than positioning this as a gift to first time buyers that actually provides no level of equity that allows them to compete with each other, we should actually be thinking about how do we stimulate new supply into the market.
So what should the government be doing in your view?
Oh, do you know what? Actually, I think you don't need to ask my opinion. And while the industry might have an opinion, we don't even need to go back to that, because the Irish people have just spoken. They have bucked trends that we've seen internationally. They have trusted our centrist politicians to actually do the right thing now. So all the politicians have to do is listen to the people. We are in a crisis, and politicians going into our incoming politicians need to understand that they are now in crisis management. If they lobbied, and if they lobbied for re-election or newly election on the basis that they believe this is a crisis, then they need to act accordingly.
Okay.
We need to remove the bureaucratic blockages to planning. They need to double down on productivity by embracing. We can double down on productivity in construction and double down on housing delivery by embracing offsite and other modern methods of construction. We could get really serious about rural proofing Ireland, because rural proofing Ireland and ensuring spatial justice outside of our main urban areas.
So what do you mean by rural proofing? Just one-off housing?
Not just one-off housing, although that is an important strategy, but actually we need to ensure that the infrastructure we need to be able to deliver homes or allow people to deliver their own homes.
Can't have infrastructure if you've one-off housing, Carol. You can't have proper infrastructure if you're building one-off houses. Surely we've learned that lesson.
No, we absolutely can. And in fact, when we look towards sustainability solutions, in fact, that's one of the very real avenues to this. But remember, one-off rural housing doesn't have to be done in the string of bungalow bliss that we've done before. We have clusters. We have a history of clachans in Ireland that actually created settlements that go back to communities. Stop thinking of one-off rural homes as a blight on the community. We are not a blight on the land. We are born from the land, and actually communities thrive in these areas.
All right, Carol.
But we need to embrace different thinking. If our politicians don't understand they're in crisis management, then they're in the wrong business.
Carol Tannell, CEO of Property District, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.